Alex Show now at 1-833-JOE-ALEX.
Call right now.
1-833-563-2539.
All right, let's talk about some money. What would you do for $10,000? I'm going to give you a couple of scenarios here, and I'd like you to join in the conversation. 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. You could also throw out like another option that maybe you thought of. You're like, well, you know what? I would do this for 10 grand, but I don't know who does these surveys, but 1,000 people were recently surveyed, and they said the following, what they would do for $10,000. 11% of people said, yeah, you know what? I'd be sick for a year, and I'd have a cold or like cold-like symptoms for $10,000. No freaking way.
Would anybody could do that.
You would or wouldn't?
I would. A cold? Are you kidding me? That's like nothing.
Being sick.
Sack up, dude.
Oh my God. No. I hate being sick for more than a day or two.
A cold? Like, if we're talking about a cold, we're not talking about the flu. We're not talking about a fever.
When you have a cold, your nose is kind of like stuffy. Your throat's a little scratchy. You just don't feel right. Something's off.
That's hot, like, cold, always sweaty.
That's a fever. That's not a cold.
Then fine. For all intents and purposes, then what's a cold to you?
Yeah. A cold is your sinuses are all whacked up and like maybe like... your sinuses are whacked up. So, like, you're coughing, you're sneezing, you're blowing your nose.
Yeah, that's
maybe
miserable.
You have a headache a little bit.
That's miserable. You would have that for 10 grand?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. How desperate are you for money?
I am so broke. I don't think you guys know.
God, hop on a casting couch or something. Jeez, that's not worth it. Okay, what about this? Would you go blind for 1 month? Temporarily lose your vision 1 month out of that year for $10,000.
That I would. The first one I wouldn't do. That one I'd do.
You would go blind?
Yeah, for a month.
I wouldn't.
That.
I have so much respect for people that are able to use their other senses because they are blind, whether they were born blind or they lost their sight throughout life. I don't know how you do
that
it.
That gives me anxiety just even thinking about being blind for a month.
Like, do you think of all the things you'd have to give up?
And also, like, how do you know what you're wearing? How do you dress yourself? How do you even, like...
I'm sure I could.
What about AIM for boys?
It's...
Oh, well, I can see and I can't make the toilet now.
Exactly.
I'm not worried about losing my
vision.
Not
worth it.
If I was born blind, it'd be rough. But, like, because I'd already know in my head what everything...
No, and your senses would already be weaker.
What, if you were born there?
If you were born blind, your other senses would be heightened. But if you're just blind randomly for a month, like, your other senses are still, like, awful.
I would do that, though, just so I could figure out the right time when I get my vision back. I'd be like, oh, I didn't realize I was walking into the ladies' restroom. I'm sorry. Hey, how you girls doing?
Oh, my gosh.
Is this the ladies' locker room? My vision's back.
Ew.
Hey, it's a miracle.
Creeper.
by the way, 833-JOE-ALEX, you can give us a scenario that you would do for 10 grand or ask us if we would do it and let us know about these that we're going over right here. All right. This is terrible. I hate even saying this. I actually wouldn't do this. 10% of people said they would give away their pet for $10,000.
Oh,
that is so sad. That is so sad.
I don't know anybody that would give away their pet for 10
oh
grand.
Oh my gosh. Like, I mean... How would you even do that? How would you live with your... You know what? Alex would do that.
If Alex wasn't on vacation, she would give away my pet for me.
Yeah, she would. She'd probably give away her brother for $10,000.
Oh, yes, she would. She might even get rid of her boyfriend, the Egyptian, for that. Okay, we love you, Alex. Can't wait to see you on Monday. Let's see here. This I would totally do. I would pay some money to do this. 15% of people said, hey, for 10 grand, I would live on a deserted island by myself for... How long would they do it for? They would do it for a week. Oh my God, I would do that for a year.
No, I would be so terrified and paranoid that there was someone else on the island with me that they were going to kill me. Oh my gosh. Oh,
but it's deserted.
It's deserted. We just told you it's deserted.
No, I know, but like, what if it's not? You just don't know.
Oh man, whatever.
You just don't know. Are you joking? I would not do that. Get sex trafficked? I don't think so.
All right. How are you going to get sex trafficked
on
an island? Where are they going to traffic
you? You just don't know. You just don't know who's on there.
Okay.
Something can manifest. I don't know. That's just creepy. Absolutely not. I would not do that.
I would do it.
All right. Let's see.
I would. You know what I would do?
What would you do for 10 grand?
On a plane nonstop for a week. Would you guys do that?
Well, usually you have to pay to fly.
Yeah, I hate.
Well, I know, but like fly around, your destination is just where you ended up. Like they'll serve you food. You can go use their bathroom, but you have to sleep in the airplane seat for a week. You have to eat airplane food.
I don't mind the food because those little crackers and snacks aren't that bad. I could not. I hate flying on an airplane when I went for my honeymoon to Ireland. That was. Like, it's hell. There's people wah, making noise every freaking word that you go.
Okay, say that you were, say that there were no babies on the plane.
No, because you're cramped, and I'm fat. I don't want to, you know, like,
yeah,
like
be all the way over my seat. Claustrophobic here's after a while.
Here's what I would do. I would give up, and this is funny, because my main food staple is fast food. I would give up fast food for a year for 10 grand.
I mean, you should just do that anyways, just for your own health, but that's a different topic that I guess we just shouldn't get into right now.
No, we shouldn't, because it's boring. And you're making me feel self-conscious right there. Tweet us at Joe and Alex Show and let us, you know, hey, what would you do for $10,000? We'd love to hear from you.